Why AI phishing makes your inbox so dangerous. You've probably noticed the sudden rise of AI phishing and how these emails don't look the way they used to. The obvious typos, the awkward grammar, the Nigerian prince asking for your banking details, that era is over. What's landing in inboxes today is something fundamentally different, and the gap between what employees are trained to spot and what attackers are now sending has never been wider. This article breaks down the raw mechanics of what's actually happening. The numbers behind the shift in AI-driven email threats in 2026 are significant enough that every organization, regardless of size or industry, deserves a clear picture of the modern threat landscape. The inbox became the front line. According to Barracuda Research's analysis of over 3.1 billion emails in January 2026, one in three email messages is either malicious or unwanted spam, and nearly half of all malicious email activity comes from phishing attacks. That's not a niche risk sitting somewhere in the IT department's threat log. That's the daily reality of your employees' inboxes. During the first quarter of 2026, Microsoft Threat Intelligence detected approximately 8.3 billion email-based phishing threats in just 3 months. To put that in human terms, while your team was handling their morning email on any given workday this year, attackers were sending roughly 90 million phishing attempts every single day. The volume alone would be concerning. But volume isn't really the story. What changed? AI removed every barrier to a convincing attack. Traditional phishing was a numbers game. Attackers sent millions of poorly written emails and hoped a small percentage would click. The crudeness was actually a feature. It filtered out everyone except the most vulnerable targets. But it also created patterns, and patterns are what email security tools are built to detect. Generative AI removed every one of those constraints. An attacker can now generate 10,000 unique phishing emails, each one personalized, grammatically flawless, and contextually relevant, for almost no cost and in almost no time. There's no shared signature for a filter to flag because no two messages are the same. IBM X-Force documented an AI system constructing a sophisticated phishing campaign in 5 minutes using 5 prompts, a task that took human security experts 16 hours. That's not a marginal improvement in attacker efficiency. That's a complete inversion of the effort required to run a targeted campaign. The result is striking. AI-generated phishing now achieves a 54% click-through rate compared to roughly 12% for traditional phishing. When an email addresses your CFO by name, references a real project, arrives from what looks like a trusted vendor, and reads exactly like a message a colleague might send, the instinct to trust it is completely understandable. How the attacks actually arrive now. Understanding the mechanics matters because the tactics have shifted in ways that affect how you defend against them. QR code phishing emerged as the fastest growing attack vector in early 2026, more than doubling over the first quarter, while captcha-gated phishing evolved rapidly across payload types. Both of these approaches have the same goal, getting the attack past the filters and into a moment where a human makes a judgment call. In the first quarter of 2026, 78% of email threats were link-based rather than file-based, malicious attachments that antivirus software can scan and flag dropped significantly, while attacks redirecting users to convincing fake login pages for SaaS providers increased. One login on a fake Microsoft 365 page or a spoofed DocuSign portal can hand an attacker access to everything connected to that account. Attackers are also exploiting account takeover techniques to bypass traditional defenses entirely, delivering highly convincing messages from compromised inboxes rather than external addresses. When a phishing message appears to come from a colleague's actual email account, no filter in the world is going to catch it on technical grounds alone. There's also a newer and more unsettling dimension. Deepfake incidents rose roughly 680% year over year, with voice clone scams now succeeding against 3 out of 4 people who encounter them. Attackers are no longer limited to text. Audio and video impersonation of executives is being used to authorize fraudulent wire transfers and the technology required to build these fakes is widely accessible. Why spot the typo training isn't enough anymore. For years, phishing awareness training has focused on teaching employees to look for red flags, suspicious sender addresses, generic greetings, urgent language, spelling errors. That training still has value, but it was built for a different threat. AI phishing now automates the reconnaissance that used to take hours. Modern phishing operations scrape public data, ingest information from prior breaches, and generate unique personalized lures referencing the recipient's actual name, manager, current projects, and vendors. When an email pulls in details only an insider would know, even a well-trained, security-conscious employee defaults to trust. That's a human response, not a failure of training. The FBI has officially warned that criminals are leveraging AI to orchestrate highly targeted phishing campaigns, producing messages tailored to individual recipients with perfect grammar and style. The implication is clear. Awareness training hasn't become less important. It just needs to evolve alongside the threat. Annual checkbox training is no longer a sufficient response to a daily AI-powered attack surface. What actually works against this generation of attack? The good news is that the defenses do exist. They're just different from the ones most organizations built their strategy around 5 years ago. A few principles that security leaders are converging on in 2026. Assume some attacks will get through. The goal isn't a perfect filter. It's building verification into the moments that matter most. Wire transfers, credential changes, access requests, so that a convincing fake still can't do damage without a second confirmation through a separate channel. Move from attachment scanning to link and identity inspection. Since most attacks now arrive as URLs rather than files, email security that focuses primarily on attachment analysis is operating on the wrong part of the problem. Scrutiny of embedded links, QR codes, and HTML content needs to be the primary layer. Enforce phishing-resistant multi-factor authentication. Phishing-resistant, MFA, using FIDO. Two keys or passkeys means that even if an employee enters credentials on a convincing fake site, those credentials cannot be reused on the real account. This is the single control that defeats adversary-in-the-middle attacks at scale. Update your training to reflect current tactics. Continuous, scenario-based training that reflects what attacks actually look like today, including QR codes, fake SaaS login pages, and voice impersonation, performs significantly better than periodic awareness sessions built around outdated examples. Have an account takeover playbook ready. Rapid credential resets, session and token revocation, and clear escalation paths need to be rehearsed before an incident, not assembled during one. A note to every employee reading this. If you've ever clicked something you weren't sure about or felt embarrassed after realizing a suspicious email got past you, it's worth knowing. The attacks you're up against today are specifically engineered to defeat human judgment. They aren't relying on you having a bad day or being careless. They're built to look like the routine, ordinary communications you receive and act on every day. The best thing any organization can do right now is create a culture where flagging a suspicious email is easy, encouraged, and never embarrassing. A 2-second verification call before wiring funds or changing account credentials is not a sign of distrust. In 2026, it's just good practice. The bottom line. Email is no longer just a communication channel. It's the front line of identity, trust, and business continuity for every organization. The tools attackers are using have changed fundamentally, and the defenses that worked well 5 years ago need to catch up. That doesn't require a complete rebuild of your security stack. It requires an honest look at where your current tools and training were designed for a threat that has since moved on. Want to know where your email security and broader cybersecurity posture actually stand? Cloud Latitude offers a free, vendor-neutral review of your security tools and coverage, with no cost and no obligation. Our clients typically save around 30% on their existing IT spend, and we help you find the gaps before attackers do. Visit cloudlatitude.com/insights or call 888-971-0311 to get started.